This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right. Want to lay down? We'll have a discussion. I'm Joe, the senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can find us. I'm not going to tell you exactly where you can find us, but you can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and there's a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I you'll find in that chat room. And if you head over to Facebook, for you Facebook aficionados, there's also a Facebook live feed, and lots going on there as well. All right, so let me see. Tonight, Sam Sorbo is going to join us for a little bit, for a segment, talk about her new movie. In the second hour, we got the gold guy. And in the third hour, we're going to talk about Bitcoin. You know, what's the deal with Bitcoin? And seriously, I don't get it. You know, I hear that commercial. It makes me crazy to think if you bought $200 worth of Bitcoin 10 years ago, you'd have $2 million. I find it kind of hard to believe. But whatever. You know, somebody's making money off it. Why aren't we? Love to hear it. Now, I know some businesses, I know some people that actually use Bitcoin, and they think it was great. You know, they use it online, they use it to buy stuff, do stuff, whatever, and they love it. Not me. I don't get it. So, let me see. Connecticut. Right? I mean, those are the people that, you know, gun confiscation, a whole nine yards. And, again, we've done these stories over and over and over again about these cities, about these states and counties in some cases that are totally run by Democrats and then end up going broke. If people are hurt, you know, you can only give away so much money, right? Then there's only, you open the drawer, there's nothing in the drawer anymore. But Connecticut's capital faces fiscal meltdown, and it, like many other city states, like California being one of them, it's tied to union promises. You can't keep promising the union everything or promising bargaining units, because I'm tired of hearing how I'm beating on unions. It doesn't work. It doesn't always work. It can't always succeed. Now, Connecticut's capital of Hartford is in the midst of a financial meltdown as the city considers defaulting on its debt as early as next month. Right, the crisis is fueled in large part by union promises and other decisions dating back years. And that's usually, look, we were just talking about this in California, how the pension plans are. And the actuaries, which I've learned are the people that decide how much money that they're going to get back from their investment. Right, they're supposed to be conservative about it. But California's been banking on a 7% return when everybody else was getting 2 or 3 or under 3. And they wouldn't change the number. And because of that number, the union bought into it. They bought it. Everybody bought into it. And that's kind of the number they used to deal with when they were pushing for pensions. And pension reform has got to be done in many cities across the country. Now, the Capitol is hoping that Connecticut's capital, Hartford, is hoping that the state's going to bail them out. Moody's Investors Services last week predicted Hartford would likely move to a default by November and soon could run up deficits reaching $80 million per year without a change in strategy. That's a lot of money for a city. Moody's downgraded Hartford's bond rating into junk, as we used to say. Junk. Would you buy junk bonds? Would you buy bonds if somebody said, maybe, you might get your money back. Come on down. Buy as many as you can. The Investor Service further downgraded the city's rating into the area over the last year, including one downgrade just a month ago. Right? The city's got... I love it. I love how this happens. The city's got over $500 million in debt. Most of these cities don't make anywhere near the money they need to cover the debt in any way, shape, manner, or form. And they know it. They know it when they sign these contracts. They know it when they enter into these agreements. This didn't happen last week. This has been happening for years. This is that snowball. It's been rolling together for years. And it's happening in many other states and cities across the country. Run by, well, you figure it out. The cash crunch is years in the making. Latest example of local and state governments feeling the pinch from past political promises. They've included salary increases, benefit increases. You can't just keep giving it away. The government just can't make that kind of money. And you taxpayers have to realize when you put these people in place, there's only one way for the government to get money. It's to take it from you. It's not like they're, you know, selling the latest ShamWow, right? There's no Barker on TV selling something in favor of the state. I mean, New Hampshire, they got state liquor stores. I wonder if they make money off those. They probably do. Hartford Mayor, though, Luke Bronin, claims the city is now seeking unprecedented concessions from the unions, slashing personnel and services in a bid to get the ship going in the right direction. Since taking office last year, he said, I've made clear that I'm not willing to kick the can or raise taxes any higher because it's time for us to fix the problem and not fake it to buy more time. Yeah, let's see how that works out for you. Bronin's a Democrat. He said the city has a structural problem that's rooted in high fixed costs and a property tax structure that just doesn't work. He cited the city's high poverty rate and various property tax exemptions. Ooh, there's that word. Exemptions. He has a problem with exemptions. We'll talk about those on the way back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, hey, look, be part of the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, all the things that you, just been told to be afraid of. And if you're on the right and you don't know how to fight it, buy the book. It'll teach you how to fight. If you're on the left and you really believe those things to be true, you need help by buying my book. It'll give you an idea of really what we think, really what we think and why we think, have conservative values. So I was talking a bit about what's going on in Connecticut and how the city of Hartford is having some majorly problems, financial problems, based on promises made to unions. And many states, many cities have done this. Now, Hartford is now weighing bankruptcy options because they can't make it better. They can't get any concessions from the unions. They just can't do anything, right? And the city recently lost Aetna, who have been there since 1853 because they can't afford it. They can't afford to be there because of all the, you know, the way the tax structure is. Now, he said he's Bronin, the mayor of the city, says, who's a Democrat, says he's looking at, because of the city's high poverty rate, he's looking at property tax exemptions to see how he can turn those around. So in other words, he's going to take exemptions, tax exemptions, away from people to pay the unions. That's basically what it boils down to. Why don't we fix the problem? Why don't you turn around and really put, you know, packages together that the city can afford over the years? The insurance giant, crucial to Hartford's economy, announced that this summer that it would move its headquarters to New York City. State also lost another critical corporation during a Democratic government, Denell Malloy's second term, General Electric. Both companies cited the state's, guess what? High taxes. This is the same problem that California has. California's screaming that all the companies have the money, the people have the money, they just have to be willing to pay higher taxes. What if we don't want to pay higher taxes? The mayor's office told a news source that addressing the problem would require either a new partnership with the state government or a dramatic reduction in fixed costs. No matter what's in the state budget this year, any truly sustainable solution is going to require participation of all the stakeholders, including the unions. And then they want the bondholders to give up. You know, most people, they buy bonds, they buy city bonds, they buy government bonds. Why? So, because it's a pseudo guarantee that it's going to get paid, but apparently it's not true anymore. Right? I mean, it used to be you can really bank on, you know, government's never going to go out of business. Well, not so much. State of Connecticut now has financial problems of its own. The state was also downgraded by S&P Global Ratings, Moody and Fitch's this summer. And it's considered the third, ready for this? Ready? It's the third worst state in the union for finances. But, hey, they're run by Democrats. What's the big whoop? They know what they're doing, right? They're so busy dealing with taking your guns away, taking your ammunition away, that they're spending your money like crazy. Connecticut's deficit reached $5 billion this summer. How did it get that high? How come they're not dealing with it? This warning by Moody is yet another clarion call that we need to adopt. We need an adopted budget, and we need it now, Malloy's communications director, Meg Green, told a local news source. You know, Hartford's fiscal situation is bad, and again, mostly because they've continued along without a budget, just like the federal government has for the last 7 years. Now, according to Hartford Courant, Bronin has requested $40 million from the state legislature to aid the city. It's a minor fix. Nicholas Lehman, a Moody's analyst who authorized the report, said that while the money would be welcome in the short term, more needs to be done to bring the city into a real fiscal footing. He goes on to say if they provide funding around $40 million, what the mayor requested, that should provide a short-term relief. But that money alone won't fix anything. It won't fix the rating either. You know what I'm saying? And Vice President of Communications, Moody Public Finance Group, David Jacobson, said that the X factor is in the state's budget. You know, they've been dealing with it. They've been negotiating, if you would, for 116 days. And the plan that was come up by both sides, who put it on paper, voted on it, sent it over to the governor, he vetoed it. Now, the General Assembly came up with another draft of a budget, and they're going to vote on it by the end of the week. And, you know, the reality is this. Republican or Democrat, doesn't really matter. You can't keep spending the money. It isn't there to spend. These guys can't seem to figure that out, or they don't care. I don't know which. No, come on, really, think about it. You've seen this in city after city after city. And then they want the federal government to bail them out. How nice of them. Like that's our job to do on a regular basis. Hey, Honolulu, known for more than just its great weather, has now banned texting. No, don't get ahead of yourself. It's not while driving. Texting while walking. That's right. If you're walking across the street in Honolulu, you can actually get a ticket for looking at your phone or texting while you're walking across the street, which I'm totally fine with, frankly. I'm so tired of seeing those people even walking towards you on the sidewalk. I was on a school campus today in the morning, and I got to tell you what, half the kids walking towards me would have walked right to me if I didn't move. They were so busy, you know, I might miss something on my phone. And we've heard about those people walking off of train platforms, walking into right into oncoming traffic, falling into fountains. I mean, give me a break. That smartphone of yours is making you awful stupid, isn't it? Look at your smartphone while across the street can result in serious injury, but in Honolulu, it'll definitely get you fined. Under a new ban signed into law last week and set to take effect at the end of October, anyone nabbing crossing a street, nabbed crossing a street or highway? Wow. Why would you cross a highway? Anyway, while viewing a mobile electronic device, we'll face a fine of $15 to $35 for the first offense. I got more to talk about on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby.
We are back. You're listening to Real Cloud on GCN Live. Hey, thank you for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do mean it. I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We're also live on Facebook as well. You can head up there if you want to check that out. Always appreciate the comments that you make and calling me in the carpet for the things I do or say wrong, which happens often. We're talking about the jaywalking. About time, you know. I mean, not jaywalking, really. You're walking while texting. There you go. That's like driving while intoxicated, right? But walking while texting. And I got to tell you, I'm happy with it. I think it's a great idea. Because you guys step out in front of stuff all the time, and then it's always the driver's fault. No matter what, it's always the driver's fault. And it really shouldn't be. You got to take responsibility for staying alive. We used to call it, what, defensive driving. Maybe you should have defensive walking. And you know what? We have become to the point in society where my dad used to say we can't legislate common sense. Well, we're going to have to. Now, those fines go from $5 to $35, but they actually start to climb, and they'll go as high as $130 a ticket if you're jaywalking and texting, which it should be. There were more than 11,000 cell phone-related distracted walking injuries. 11,000. In about 10 years. However, about 80% of those injuries were the result of a fall. This is sick. 52% of those at home. So 52% of those accidents happened at home. People walking around their own houses because they couldn't get their face away from their smartphone. Come on. It doesn't get much better than that. Right? Anyway, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, I had the opportunity today to talk to Sam Sorbo. Her new movie is coming out, and actually it breaks tomorrow. You know what? We're supposed to support each other. We're supposed to come out and support each other, so get off your butts, okay? Find out what the movie's playing and support her. Seriously. What are you waiting for? Hey, I got one of my famous guests on with me right now. Sam Sorbo joins me, and not because she had nothing to do today. I really do appreciate the time that she's spending with me. Well, I mean, I'm sure you're sitting around just waiting to rake in the bucks, right? So, but you've got.
I'm just waiting to talk to you.
Oh, how Hollywood of you! So, listen, the I'm excited about this because I've only been playing a trailer. I can't wait to see the movie. I'm already seeing a whole bunch of people talking about it, and you know, God bless you for doing this, for putting the time in to do this. You've got a new movie out called Let There Be Light, and it's not out. It's actually coming out tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Let There Be Light's a movie that I just came up with this idea. And I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in the fare that we've been getting from Hollywood and the media and the sort of the messaging. And it just occurred to me, what would it look like if the world's greatest atheist had a near-death experience that challenged his worldview? And the more I thought about it, the more I thought, this is a movie that I would want to see. This is like... So I contacted Dan Gordon. He's a very well-known screenwriter. He jumped on board when he heard the idea. And then Sean Hannity reached out to fund a movie like this. We sold him this one, and he funded it. And it's been an amazing journey. It took less than 2 years to bring it to the big screen. It opens tomorrow night, Friday night, on the 27th of October. We're very excited. President Trump actually tweeted about it today. So we're really excited. Sean Hannity had the opportunity to give him a copy of the film. And so he tweeted today, and yeah, it's getting a lot of traction. I think people are kind of fed up with what Hollywood's been putting out, and now they see a way to kind of pay it back somehow and send a message to Hollywood through this film. So I'm very excited.
Sam, it's hope and happy. I mean, we are so tired of being beat up for the last 8 years, and Hollywood has fed us a bunch of garbage. And, you know, Let There Be a movie of hope. Oh, my God, what are we going to do with that, a movie of hope?
The messaging out of Hollywood has been always, for the past several decades, it's been quite negative, and they promote the anti-hero and just the negativity that's out there and the divisiveness. And I mean, we're seeing reflections of that in our society today, because Hollywood leads the culture. Stories move people. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great to tell a story that moves people like the films that Hollywood used to do, like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington or It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street or my goodness, you know, wouldn't that be awesome? Well, and so that seems to be what we've created here, and we're very excited. People are loving the movie. We put out testimonial videos. We've got another one coming out later today, I think, that show how people are really just love this movie. And it's not just for faith people. It's for all people. Because we're not against reaching across that divide and trying to reach out to people just to inspire hope.
Yeah. Well, here, first I must apologize to you, because I know I wasn't available for the male role part when the movie came up or when the part came up, and I'm glad you didn't find somebody
else. We're not against reach.
Kind of fit the role. But the beauty.
So funny.
But the beauty behind this.
Talk about a casting couch.
There you go. Oh, ba-dum-bush. Thank you very much. But you just said it. Look, it's not so much a religious movie, but it's a couple that truly love each other, that struggle through a major catastrophe in their life, and then they come back together. And I got to tell you something. You're not seeing movies like that today, you know? They split up, they go on their happy little ways, and everybody finds a different life, and that's Hollywood. But this, you got to go see this movie. It's Let There Be Light. It's opening all over the country tomorrow, October 27th. If you go to the website, lettherebelightmovie.com. Now, come on, you're not that dumb. Write faster. Lettherebelightmovie.com. You're going to see where it's opening up, where it's playing, and you got to go see this movie. All you conservatives out there, you complain about us not giving you what you... Well, Sam Sorbo, her husband, and Sean Hannity giving you some hope. They're giving you something to go to the movie, bring the kids, and you don't have to worry about all the nasties. Right, Sam?
That's true. It's a great movie for families. It's a great movie. And we've got people bringing large groups. Their churches are going and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun to see the movement. People are going to be talking about this film on Monday at work. So make sure you see it so that... And by the way, if it's not at a theater near you, because we're opening it smaller than, you know, just sort of carpet bombing, we're, we have to open it smaller. We have to be very strategic because we don't have a lot of money to promote it. But this is a small budget movie. But there's opportunity for groups to get group ticket sales at a discount. And then if it's not at a theater near you, call the theater and
yes.
say, hey,
yep.
this is the kind of movie that I want to see. Why aren't you guys bringing this movie in? Because I got to tell you, Joe, I faced a little bit of a hardship booking this movie into theaters because they were saying to me, we want to see pre-sales. And I'm like, do you want to see pre-sales on every film? And they're like, no, just because this one's a faith-based film,
oh,
we want to see pre-sales.
See.
Well, you know, I bristle a little bit at that. I feel like, maybe I should be offended. I'm not sure.
I want to shove it back in their faces, and I mean that in a loving way. I want to show them the faith-based films sell, films about love and hope sell, right? I mean, hey, you can smack them around in a loving way, but that's the Joe way. But when, you know, there is, at least check and see if there isn't a theater around here. And do what I tell you to do about radio stations. If it isn't in the theater, call them and say, hey, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this movie?
Yeah.
So, seriously, it's about time we get some decent movies in there. Decent movies we can take our kids to that we don't mind sitting there next to our loved one and not have to cringe at words and scenes and everything else.
That's right. And movies that where you leave and you feel uplifted, you feel hopeful, you feel like, okay, now that I feel good about the world in general because that's what we're missing now. We have these downer films that are coming out of Hollywood, and I'm like, that's 2 hours I'll never get back.
That's so true. Listen, really, truly, honestly, from the heart, thank God. Thank you. God bless you for making a film like this, something that we can go out and see and enjoy. And we'll be praying for success from this side anyhow, and we'll catch up with you next week or the week after and see how it's going.
Will do. Thanks, Joe. God
bless.
Thanks,
Sam. You too. You know, we constantly talk about supporting each other. We constantly talk about we need more of. What are you doing to help get more of? That's my question for you. I mean, a lot of you will tell me, hey, how come we don't have this and how come so? You heard Xander complaining about it last week. How many of you have gone in the last week and supported some of his tweets or texts or Facebook posts? When we come back, since you guys are on a hot ticket about the government spending money, the government spent billions to help send low-income students to college, and guess what? They couldn't even get half of them to graduate. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Gold Guy is going to be with us. I call him the Gold Guy. I should call him our financial guru. He's going to be with us in the next hour. And then in the third hour, Stan Larimar is going to join us. He's known as the godfather of BitShares. And Stan has 40 years experience in software, hardware, and system engineering. But what they've done is they've taken Bitcoin to the next level. And you'll learn, look at, I know that everybody I talk to about Bitcoin and that kind of stuff, they seem to be somewhat excited about it. I must be missing the boat. Maybe you are too. So we'll learn a little bit about that in the third hour. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. The government, yes, our government, spends billions. Yeah, with the B, billions, to help send low-income students to college. The problem with that, because, you know, again, this is my argument that they always think that money fixes it, that all it takes is a few bucks and everything will be okay. It's bupkis. It's bogus. Look what's happening in Chicago. Look what's happening in New York. Look what's happening in some of these major cities run by Democrats that all they know is to do is throw money at stuff, and it doesn't fix the problem. Now, it's no secret that finishing college is more difficult for low-income students, but new government data shows just how hard that struggle can be. At four-year colleges, just under half of the students who receive Pell Grants, federal aid awarded to millions of low-income families each year, went on to earn a bachelor's degree within 6 years, according to a money analysis. Now, that's compared with 67% of the students who did not receive the grant. So, apparently, when you work for it on your own, when it's your money, you work a little harder. Right? You make it count. But we've always been told that that's not true. Even students at the top colleges struggled at the colleges that admit less than a third of the applicants. Graduation rates were much higher. But the overall gap was nearly as wide. Pell Grant recipients had a 71% graduation rate compared with an 87% for the rest of the students. Again, showing you, if it's their money, if they're having to work for it, if they're having to shell it out, they're going to make a difference. Overall graduation rates, including both students who qualify for Pell Grants and for those who do not, were 66% for private colleges and 59% at the public college level. Again, that's according to the last data we have. The majority of the Pell Grants go to students from families earning less than $30,000. Okay? This year, the maximum grant increased from 59 through the average award. I'm sorry. The average grant increased to almost $6,000. Right? Now, the average award hovered around $4,000, not $400. Since 2000, the federal government has spent roughly $400 billion. $400 billion. On the Pell Grant program, with annual spending now at about $30 billion, yet until now, there's been almost no national data. So they were just doling out this money without checking on it. Now, see, this is my argument with some of the laws, especially here in California. There's no recheck. There's no, like, okay, in 5 years, if this law doesn't do what it meant to do, it sunsets. It's dead. It's done. You need to come back and reaffirm it, if you would. So we have all kinds of laws on the books. We've gone through this before where we're spending hundreds of million dollars on laws on A shouldn't be there, don't count. You know, the government wasting that we do every year. I was amazed to see some of the laws that are still on the books that people are still getting money. You know, farm loans that we don't use anymore, right? There's a whole department that doesn't any. All it does is it's supposed to loan money to farmers and that kind of thing, but yet they don't and they can't, but that whole department is still funded. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, the numbers released this week are a piece of newly collected data published by the National Center for Education Statistics. They also include information on part-time transfer students, all of which higher education experts and researchers have been pushing for the government to track for years, but the government, for some reason, especially over the last 8 years, didn't want to track any of these. It was funny, I told you about that story where $7 billion. The Obama administration pushed, pumped, whatever you want to call it, stole and gave $7 billion to several inner-city school districts, including Chicago. The goal was to raise the graduation rate. Now, there were no strings with it to speak of. So again, we've been doing education the same way forever, and we've not seen a real return on investment. When do we demand a return on our investment? When does that happen? One reason lower income students, the report says, are less likely to graduate is simply that they attend colleges with lower graduation rates. So let me see. If you're a really smart kid and you really work hard and you work hard at your classes, but the rest of school has lower graduation rates, it means you probably won't graduate either, even though you're working harder than everybody else. Nearly a quarter of Pell Grant recipients attend college where fewer than 4 in 10 students earn a bachelor's degree within 6 years. That's according to new data, but even looking at the students on the same campus, the gap still exists. In individual colleges, the median gap was about 7% 7 percentage points. Now, look, then close them down. If these schools can't get kids graduating, if these schools can't get their classes, their curriculum put together in such a fashion they can get these kids graduating, what are they doing even being open? Why are we still funding them? Why are they on government? I just don't get this. Right? See, and under capitalism, if a product isn't good, guess what happens to that company? Now, not every college had a graduation gap between the two student groups, and more than 400 colleges, Pell Grant recipients earned bachelor's degrees at the same rate or better than the rest of the student body. Even with the new data, though, the ability to measure college outcomes is limited. Why? If we're giving them all that money, if the Pell Grant people giving out that much money, they should demand. They should have a way and should demand, numbers for these kids. Yes, I said kids. And Pell Grants are not a perfect measure of low-income students either. Some students don't file the free application for federal student aid. Why? Because they work it themselves. They save up, they work hard, and they work it themselves. The study's findings add evidence to previous reports based on more limited, privately collected data that also found lower graduation rates for Pell Grant recipients, including a project from Education Trust, an advocacy group for low-income and minority students. You know, I think it proves two things here. One, think about this. These grants are given to them, mostly because they don't have enough money. So let me see, they don't have enough money to go to college, so don't work a little harder. Don't put some money away. Don't go take out a regular loan. The government will give you money because you don't have enough money to go to school. There's nothing there but a signature, and an application to fill out. And if any of you have had teenagers going to college, you know how hard it is to get them to fill out an application. But even so, you know, some of these kids, they work hard, and they have to work for family. I'm trying to be nice. You know, they got family work to do. These people have their own stores or their own businesses, or some of them can't speak any English at all. They have no business being here, but they've had the children here, and they still have to pay bills. And somehow, just like you saw the ruling the other day, where the circuit court gave approval for an illegal who came here to this country to get an abortion on the dime of the American citizen, American taxpayer. That makes absolutely no sense to me. That just floors me. This is the problem. We've allowed them for years to get away with believing that the money is theirs. It's not theirs. It's ours. So we need to take back authority. And the way you take back authority is you start electing people that are on our side. Actually, that's wrong. You start electing people who understand that there is a Constitution and they need to live by the Constitution. That they understand that the money belongs to the American people, not to them, and not to all people. Not all tax dollars. You really think our founding fathers had in mind that first of all, that they would tax everybody, tax the average person, and spread that out to other people? No, I don't believe they did it at all. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, coming up next hour, David Fisher from Landmark Capital joins us also. We're going to talk about a school that is yanking down a wall because of hate. What's the wall's name? Stonewall. Let that sink in for a second. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.